Well, here comes. How many in this house? How old is it, any good guessing? Well, he was born since 6 times. I've been around people's house and seen him do that. I know what I'm talking about. Well, that's what happened. They don't know the exact age. And whenever they got the place, they had to have not birth certificate, or age. It started off on age first. A lot of my people run the age back in order to get a job. So we're not going to hire you if you're over 40 years old. Maybe he's 50. He run his age back to 30. But whenever the Social Security come out and the retirement come out, now he's got to go and get a birth certificate now. So they watched about like the Washington and where they're taking census at. They got the record, excuse me, they got the record. But you see, we don't know whether he's, they'll tell you on that, it's not correct. But that's close to get to it. Sometimes they have them years younger. And sometimes they have them years older. So that's where the most of my people got the age for the last, I'd say 25 or 30 years back. That they didn't have in the Bible. They know pretty well that way. Well, maybe they had in the Bible and staying in little houses like we was hoping to stay in too. The house caught your fire and burn up. Well, they burn up all the records. They ain't got no more records. Now they got to go to Washington, D.C. to get any more records.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
You did?
What
could
your parents do?
Farming is all they could be. Sawmill and farming.
Did your mother help with the farming?
Oh, yes. She was a good cotton picker, which I know was no good on the farm.
Do you know anything about your grandparents?
Very little. Very little. Never was around them too much, but all they did was farm and sow. I know that occupation has all they did, and serve you right for it. Don't forget, don't leave that out.
No, you can't.
Just don't leave
it. When you get back that far.
just don't leave that out.
Well, do you know where they were born or where they were? Anything about that?
No, I really don't. I think my mother, my grandparents. I think my grandmother was born in Coosa County.
Which one? Your daddy's mother?
My mama's mother. And I think my daddy's her husband, my grandma's husband, he was born in Coosa County. But now some of those roots come from Tallapoosa County. And I don't know where that is still. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere in Alabama, so West Alabama, I think.
Did you ever marry?
Oh yes, I married the 15th December, 1929.
Where, where was your wife born?
She was born in Greene County, on a plantation. You know how plantation operate?
A little bit.
Well, I'll give you some news. My wife's dad is a white man. Is that enough for you? Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know that? Well, I ain't giving you no news. I went over there and during the war, I mean, when I knew this was going to put me into the Army, I went over there and talked with him. He stayed in Bowie, Gene.